Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It is the 1st of March, which this year is Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent, a time of year that people associate with, I suppose you could say, spiritual training. So it's very appropriate that today we have our regular prayer coach slot. And today our prayer coach is a man full of life experience, enough experience to know that if you try to do things on your own, you're likely to achieve very little. He's going to talk about the secret of having a life that bears fruit. And in studio now to tell us more, we have Gary McDowell, minister at Greystones Presbyterian Church in County Wicklow. You're very welcome to the show, Gary.
Well, it's lovely to be here, but I'm not sure I like you saying that I'm full of experience. That makes me sound very old. And that may be true, but we don't want to let everybody know.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's put it this way. A man who has experience.
That's much better.
In the same way that anyone could.
Mm.
Yes. Over a reasonable period of time. I tell you what, we'll live with that. You're certainly not an old man. You're a young man. You're a young
no,
man.
Don't try to overcompensate.
There's no way to dig up. Well, tell us a bit about yourself, Gary.
Anyway. So you'll be, I'm the minister of Greystones Presbyterian Church, where I've been there, this coming May, it'll be 2 years. So I can't believe it, though, that time's gone. And yet I just feel it's been a blink of an eye. It's been so quick. But we absolutely love it here and being a part of the community. And the church that I'm part of and the people that I work with are just fabulous. So if there's any of them listening, I'm being really nice about you. No, it's been a wonderful experience being here.
Yeah.
Absolutely great.
Well, it's good to have you in here. And you've got a line from the Bible this morning to focus on what we're talking about. What's this passage or this little line we're going to look at?
Well, it's just, I'm going to look at it, but it's just one. It's kind of been my theme verse since I arrived. And the people in our church, I'm sure, are fed up listening to me speak about it. But it's John 15, verse 5, where Jesus says to his disciples, apart from me, you can do nothing. And that's a kind of scary thing, but it's been before me as a minister, realizing that without Jesus, I can do nothing. Yeah, I can run a service and I can put together, we can do things. But actually something that is of worthwhile and that bears fruit in a spiritual sense, without him, we can do nothing.
And you say this has a strong personal meaning for you. And can you unpack that a bit for us?
Yeah, well, just in my role as a minister, this is the first time I've been a minister. even though I've got much experience, as you put it.
I'm not going to forget that, are we?
No. I'm damaged. But even though I've got much experience, this is the first time I've been the minister. So I've worked in church work for 20-odd years, but in different ways. So I worked with young people for a while. I was musical director in a church for several years. So I'd done lots of ministerial type things, but this is the first time I've been the minister, which is kind of a scary thought. And when I first came, and I remember my first when we did our first communion, and I looked at the church and everybody was looking at me. And that was scary. That I thought, they're looking to me and I don't know what I'm doing. And just the responsibility of that, or being responsible for a congregation or encouraging people to grow spiritually, which is a serious matter. And just to realize that actually without Jesus, without his spirit enabling me, I can't do anything. Or we as a Christian community, we can't do anything unless Jesus is at the very heart of it. Mm. So you can easily play a game, you can play church. That's very easy to do. But actually to be effective and to be what we're meant to be, we need to realize that without him, we can't do anything.
Yeah, and yeah. It's this part of the passage that says you will bear much fruit. What does that really mean, to bear fruit? I mean, it's a bit of a, I mean, you're picturing yourself as some sort of vine in a branch in a vineyard.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Jesus used many different images in the Bible to try and describe who he was, why he'd come, what the purpose of, what life was all about. And that's just a lovely image in John chapter 15, where he said, I am the vine. Mm. Would have been a very familiar image to the people of that day, when wine would have been drunk, water wouldn't have been all that a healthy thing, an option. And for us today also, the image of the vine and grapes, and everybody loves fruit. I'm on a bit of a diet at the moment, and we all love fruit.
But he says through gritted teeth.
Yes, I'll come on next week and talk about how that's going. But that image of just, I am the, I'm the vine. We picture that lovely image of a spreading vine, and he says, you are the branches, which is great. And if you remain in the vine, those branches will bear fruit and those clusters of grapes will grow and grow and grow and be beautiful and bless many people.
How do you remain in the vine? That's the part of the image, I suppose.
Are all your questions going to be difficult?
They're really difficult questions. but it's a countercultural idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because this idea of drawing strength, in a spiritual way and in a personal way, from some vine, and remaining in the vine rather than doing your own thing. And doing your own thing is seems to be the way our culture talks to us. So yeah. Have it your way.
That's right.
And buy this. Have it your way. Buy this. That, I mean, that's
pretty
much
it. Blue Eyes said he did it his way, didn't he? Yeah. I mean, that's right. You know, we're encouraged to be independent, and you can do it, and you can, you know, if you really want to. So yeah, but actually, that doesn't really work, or it has no eternal significance, I suppose. And that's what Jesus is always looking for. He's not just looking for the here today, even in this time period, because our lives are very short. Even if we live to be very old, even older than myself. I will never get over this. But even if we live to be very, very old, you know, in the great
scheme. Even if a young man like you could say such things.
You can't see the wrinkles from there. But even, I didn't think this would be so much fun. But even in the great, in the great scheme of things, our lives are very short. But Jesus is looking at, he's always for the eternal. He wants us to have eternal life. He wants us to have life in all its fullness, which is a wonderful thing to unpack as well. You know, we have a blip of life, and some of us have a lovely period in the middle where things are going well, our careers are going well, our families are doing what they're meant to do, and they're making us proud. But for many people, life can be disappointing and could be frustrating, and so many disillusionments. So we look around the world and we just see trouble everywhere, particularly in our world at the moment. But Jesus is looking at the big picture, and he wants the very best for all of us, and not just for today, but for eternity, for the big stretch of time. And we abide in him, although it sounds like kind of an oldie kind of a phrase, to abide in him, but that's actually hanging out with him, and talking to him. I often think about prayer as, if I were to come into the studio and not talk to you, and you not talk to me, that'd be a very strange scenario.
That would be awkward.
Yes, it would be. Maybe much pleasant more pleasant for the listeners. But or you go home to your wife or your family. If you didn't speak to them, that would be very strange. And prayer is simply talking to someone that cares about you, and that's to God. And that's how you abide in him. You talk. You tell him the good things in your life, the hard things in your life, the joys, the sorrows. We come to him and say, Lord, I can't do anything. Will you help me? And he will. Jesus said, you do not have because you don't ask. So it's not that we need to be frightened of this big scary God. He encourages us to come. He says, the scripture says to come to his throne of grace boldly, not timidly, not scarily. He wants us to come. And that's what it means to abide, just to know him, to spend time praying, to read his word, the Bible, which is, the most important book ever, telling us about who God is, about who we are, about why our world's in a mess,
indeed,
about the hope of our world.
Yeah. And as a final thought, it is Lent. So have you got any thoughts on how this could apply to a Lenten period for someone? Sort of trying to abide and draw strength from this idea of leaning and abiding in Jesus. How would that work?
Yeah, well, it's always good to have times, I think, when you think this is an important time. So this kind of Lent period, 40 days leading up to Easter, if our prayer life hasn't been good or isn't good, or our reading of the Bible is non-existent, this is a time, like the beginning of the year, to say, I'm going to go on a diet. I'm going to do something new. It gives you a new impetus. And these kind of 40 days, 6 weeks leading up to Easter, maybe just a good way to reevaluate what we do and if what we're doing is working. And maybe to be, to have a plan, to be a bit more disciplined, to get out on a beautiful day like today, and just look at the wonders of God's creation and look at it with eyes that see, eyes of faith. Because God speaks all the time in many different ways. And it's just saying, I'm going to listen, because God speaks all the time. And just saying, Lord, I'm listening. Just like young Samuel did, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And just to use this time to pray every day, maybe, to look for a promise in the Bible. It doesn't need to be, it's not a guilt thing. It's not just doing your duty, but finding something beautiful in the Bible, because that's what the purpose of it is, to enable us to live and to be blessed, to spend time praying, even a short prayer, to pray through the Psalms, to sing. Some of my most great times of just being close to God has been down on the beach late at night, the wind blowing, howling around my ears, my hands in the air singing, "I love you, Lord, I lift my voice. No one else can hear but him and I." And it's a lovely way just to maybe rediscover a relationship with God, even maybe to find one for the first time.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, listening to you talk about Lent, Gary, gives me lots of encouragement.
Oh, good.
There's this idea of really engaging with something as opposed to abstaining from other things, which is sometimes you see it in the negative rather than, as you're talking about it, very much in the positive, yeah, as an engagement thing. And I think that's really fascinating, really interesting. Well, it's great to have you in.
It's been great. We're not finished already, are we? I've got all day.
I know you've got all day, but you know, young fellas like you can carry on until the wind. Oh, sorry, I'm trying to think of something poetic. I haven't got it. We'll come back to that. Anyway, Gary McDowell, Minister of Greystones Presbyterian Church in County Wicklow. It's great to have you on board this morning.
It has been a pleasure.
A real pleasure.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.